The call to order, the August 26th, 2019 meeting of the Board of Public Works and Safety of the City of Washington. Please let the minutes show that all members are present, yourself and Tim. Minutes of the August 12th regular meeting. Any corrections to those?
I move we approve those as written.
Okay, have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I will abstain from voting on that since I wasn't here. Claims were referred from the council. Any questions on those?
I make a motion that they be approved as submitted.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we have some guests with us. Linda Cornelius.
Thank you.
You've been here before. Tell us what you're, tell us what you're up to now.
My act tonight is this kind of deal. And as you know, this is the fourth year that we're having our salute to veterans. And the museum, their intention is to enhance the activities in the community, never to interfere with what others have planned. So we have ours. Our celebration will be on Sunday, November the 10th. That way it has no confusion or interruptions to the courthouse on 1111 at 11 or any of the schools throughout the community. The whole county, every school has their own program and we wouldn't want to hear of that. But the museum will have a salute to veterans on Sunday, November 10th at 2:00 in the afternoon. In the last couple of years, we've had a parade and each year it's improved a little bit. And I'm here tonight to ask for permission for us to have a parade again this year. And we'll do it like we've done the last few years. We'll start at the library and go east and end at the school park. And I'd like to say that I had a call from Evansville from the group that runs the honor flight. They wanted all of the information about our parade. They've heard about it. And I think that they may come up and take part in it. So,
well, good.
I can get your permission to have a parade on Sunday, November 10th at 4:00.
Yeah, and we'd be closing Main from down by the library then all the way up to, what, 7th Street, I guess it is, right? 7th?
Yes.
Police or fire don't have any problem with that, I'm sure.
No, we you know,
we've
no,
done
we
it.
We took part in it.
Right.
We'll take part in it again.
Every year, that's been great. Mm-hmm.
Either of you have any problem with it? I move that we approve the request to close the street and do whatever we can to make the parade successful.
Okay, we're having a contest this year. It's going to be box float. You know, it's pretty expensive to make floats. And so there'll be first grade to fourth grade category. There'll be fifth through eighth grade category. And then the high school category. And I've had cash prizes donated for each of those groups. And I have patriotic. And I'm going through art teachers trying to get them to involve the kids in it. And get the kids involved more and bring out more people. So I'm kind of excited about
Did
that.
Did you say a box float?
Yes.
What is a box float?
Well,
show my
years ago, the junior high band at Christmas time, we had to decorate a box and march.
Oh, and then march in it? Okay, yeah.
It's a box float. It's limited only by your imagination. You might pull up on a skateboard or on roller skates, or you might be in it, or you might have it on a blue ray wagon, or however they want
okay.
To.
Good.
So we'll see what our kids can come up with. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a challenge for the park and street department.
Yeah. Just outside. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Diane seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Good luck with the parade.
Okay. Thank you.
And then Paula?
Yes.
Okay. You're up.
I'm Paula Van Tile-Smith, and I own 707 East Walnut Street, and I would like to throw, well, I am throwing a party on September 7th from 5 to about 9:30 p.m. There will be live music, and we will have food. It is an invitation-only party. However, I would like permission to block off 8th Street between Walnut and Bantries. The live band is going to be playing in my driveway, and unfortunately, I bought the old Nunning House, if anybody knows what I'm talking about. The driveway is a very steep slope, so it'd be very unsafe for anyone to be sitting in a chair on that driveway. I've already spoken to all of my neighbors who have no problem with it at all. Nick and Patty Hopkins have offered their extra lot for parking, and everyone else around me is perfectly fine. They understand that the music will stop at 9. They will play 2 15-minute sets beginning at 7. And that's really it. We have taken extra precautions to make sure that it does stay a private party, since we know KFC has their drawing that night. People who are invited have a personal invitation, will have a black Tyvek band, so it's not going to get like crazy or overloaded. At least I'm really praying out. That's my request. I just want to keep it safe for the people that be out and about in that area.
How many people do you anticipate?
I don't anticipate more than, I would say no more than 15. If it gets any bigger than that, I'm going to be a little frightened. And we also have reserved a portalette just in case for behind my garage, which is in the alley. So it would be in the alley, it would be just off the property behind my garage. But my house also has 4 bathrooms, so I'm not really too worried about that. I just don't want anybody, thinking that they can just do whatever they want there in the alley. And I've also arranged for some, I'm the aquatic director at the YMCA. I've arranged for some of my lifeguards to be designated taxi drivers for anyone who is inebriated, so that we would not have any issues with them.
Okay.
So happy to ask or answer any questions. Brian can tell you a little bit about my driveway. He's been doing my yard for me. So.
Questions.
Have we done this for private individuals before?
Not that I'm aware of.
What I'm asking for is the safety. That's my whole point. And it's only, for a very limited amount of time. I just want to keep people who are coming safe. Because if you've ever passed the house, you know that the backyard is also very small. It's not going to hold a lot of people. I would have rented the venue, but everybody wants to see the house.
The one question I would have would be with regard to liability. Has that been something you've discussed with your insurer?
I have not, but I certainly can.
I think what, from the city standpoint, we might want some sort of indemnity that you would indemnify the city for any liability that may arise.
Absolutely, I can do that. Sure. And just another thing too, I'll take care of things. Got tons of trash cans, and I mean, I have like planned this thing out to the nth degree, but I will contact my insurance agent tomorrow. Who should I then contact?
I would like to have something from the insurance company that basically that they would indemnify the city for any liability that may arise from if this is granted.
Okay.
So if you would provide that to the mayor's office, that would be.
Does that include alcohol?
Yeah, I mean anything, exactly.
Any liability?
Anything that may arise from the city having blocked off the street for 2 hours, 3 hours probably.
I don't know, it's a new request.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever been requested to close a public street for a private party. We did it for churches and KSC naturally and organizations, but...
And again,
not for profits.
For me, it's the safety issue. I just don't want anybody falling backward in a lawn chair down my driveway.
Stumbling.
It would not be a good thing.
No.
Todd, did you have any qualms with it?
We walk off streets all the time. My biggest concern was, like I said, we've never done this for private citizens. And where, if we do it once, where does that lead us? Because we've seen in the past, once it's done once, we might as well line them up at the door. But that's my concern. It's not that it's the whole, you know, it's one block. But my concern is once you start down certain paths, it just seems like we'll get more and more of those requests. More and more.
I understand that. It only affects my house and three other homes, so.
Yeah, what Todd's saying is next people will say
I understand.
Five houses or six houses or eight houses and it grows from there. Do you have room in your yard and Hopkins's extra yard, or like people park on the street and use their lot for the party, or
private lot? Well, I'm sure we could probably do that. The only issue I would see there would be the bathroom thing. You know, I wouldn't want people wandering in the wrong direction. So, but I can certainly talk to Vic and ask him. Because he has already offered it for parking, so.
Right.
And then
the fans would still have to be at the garage because of the electricity and all of that.
The porch? The porch is not big enough to? No. Okay. I just didn't know how
it
wide that
porch was.
It's a
nice big porch, yes. But it is certainly not big enough for
the band to set up on.
No. I wish the back porch were it. That would be even better.
I think the concern is closing a public street for a private party, that, you know, and
precedent that sets.
Yeah. Moving forward with that.
You'll end up with about 20 cars, right? 20, 25 cars?
I have no idea.
You're expecting 50 people?
I would say at the high end. So.
Hopkins' lot would probably hold that many, or? Mm-hmm.
A good many. It's pretty big.
For the cars or the people, mm-hmm. You mean?
For the cars. Mm-hmm. So there will be some park on the other streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As
far as I know, it's the first time we've ever been asked for a private party. And
I just don't want to see it snowball either to where we have.
Yeah. And then couple it with alcohol.
Well, and that's why I'm saying, you know, that it's an invitation only, and, you know, it could be controlled. I've put everything in place that I can think of.
Yeah, it sounds like you planned it well.
Mm-hmm. You can always figure something out. I mean, I don't want to, you know, help any conflict.
I think the hesitation is the message. I mean, it is our concern, so. Appreciate you asking, but I think we'll have to pass on it. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Well, I appreciate you.
Yeah. Okay, Paula. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
If anybody's walking by, just remind me who you are.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for understanding, too.
No problem.
Okay, and next item, Richard Birch with Midwestern Engineers asked if he could come and update the board on about three projects, I guess, that Midwestern's been working on for a while. So I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks for letting me be here. It's been a few months since I've been here. On the water plant, Charlie and I have met with contractors on the blowdown pond for the raw water main. Still trying to evaluate exactly what's going to be the right fix there. It may be that the only fix is going to be lining it, but we're still evaluating some other chemical applications that may be applied to the soils to offset the leakage from the pond, to slow it down.
Might tell them what the problem is we're having.
I assumed you were aware that the pond, there is water leaving the site, and that's been verified with the efforts Charlie has done. And Charlie, if you want to jump in, if I say anything incorrect, as far as when it got dry, he filled the pond, the road was dry, and several days after that, there was water out on the roadway. I was really shocked that that happened. I think everyone was, but it is leaving the site. One thing that may be causing it this year is it's a wet year. Mm-hmm. I think your groundwater table is higher, and that's maybe why it just happened this year than and it hadn't happened other years. But nevertheless, it has happened. So we originally looked at putting in a drain line to intercept it, but the issue with that is you don't know how it's leaving the pond and whether or not the drain line, the thought was put it 5 feet below the bottom of the pond, to where if it was leaking, it would be picked up and then we would capture it and then send it out through your MPDS discharge permit at the plant. But after meeting with contractors, discussing it and evaluating it, and you know, it's not a cheap fix. You're probably looking at $40,000 to $50,000 to do that. Not sure if it's gonna work. And so we're now looking at potentially lining the pond. There's other things you can put groundwater wells in and all kinds of things, but it's still progress and work. I don't know, Charlie, is there anything you wanna add to it?
Still gathering information and trying to come up with the best solution at the least amount of money.
And you had some numbers or some real preliminary estimates on lining it. You had a number and Charlie had a number, but.
Well, the actual lining cost was around the membrane itself for the size of the pond that you have is around $60,000.
To have it installed.
We haven't, you don't put liners in every day. My guesstimate just based on that was doubling that cost. By the time you got a contractor to come in, do all the prep work and do everything that needed to be done, I can circle back to a couple of contractors that have probably done that more often and can get a better estimate. But the material cost itself installed was $60,000.
You don't really have a good estimate yet, then?
No. So, is there any further questions? The next item is at the wastewater treatment plant, and you got your new MPDS permit in the last, I don't know, year or so. That requires phosphorus removal, and there's timelines involved with that. And the timeline to be under construction is next June to accomplish in the permit itself. What that means to you, basically, we've been doing some testing. You got to have a chemical feed system put in. You got to house the tanks that store the chemical, and you got to have chemical feed pumps. So you got to have a building. And when you, if you looked at your plant and you look at the lab and the condition it's in, we really think you ought to consider looking at new facilities when you put in this chemical feed system to potentially build a new lab and have a few offices and maybe even a training room if we can make the site work. What that means dollar-wise, I've estimated about $1.5 million construction. You add in soft costs, you're probably around $2 million project. So those are things you're going to have to consider on how you're going to pay for it. And then even after it's constructed, it's probably going to cost you about 10 grand more a month in operation cost for your chemicals that you have to apply and then the extra sludge that's going to produce. Again, those are rough figures, but you're going to be in those ranges once it's installed. And so, if there's questions pertaining to that, and then I got one other item as far as our contract to do that work for you.
We have to be under construction by June?
June of next year.
Not finished, under construction.
Under construction. Yeah, to have a notice to proceed by June of next year.
Have you looked at what it'd be, what it would cost just to do the chemical feed and not the lab?
No, I have not, but we could do that. We could do plans to just do the chemical feed and not do the other, but if you're going to do it.
The lab needs to be done.
Yeah, it needs to be done. I mean, if you go into his facilities now and you have to go upstairs and the building, I don't know when that building is built, probably.
The biggest caveat we have, we're a government agency and the building is not ADA compliant in the league.
That was done in 85, 86.
I would have thought it'd been older than that.
Initial pump building was put in online in 78.
But the initial building that was there was, goes to 65 or something like that.
Yeah, it's way back on the initial lower level.
And the EPA project in the 80s, they added the second story.
And then the other thing is what you get into is on the side, there's not a lot of room. About the only place to build this is where the existing storage area is at. And that building's aged also, and I've had discussions with the mayor on that. And I know you've been looking at doing some moving equipment and building some buildings, so. But you're looking at, I'm, you know, a couple million dollar project. You're looking at operation costs increasing 8 to 10, 12,000 bucks a year once it's installed. And I have to do engineering work, so I'm asking you to consider authorizing us to go ahead and start on design. It's something we need to do so we can get it under construction. I'm proposing our fee for design, bidding assistance, handling the project through construction, and then final closeout of it of $180,000 for engineering, inspection, if you so desire us to inspect it during construction, it'd be on an hourly basis. I'm anticipating about 10 months construction, so the dollar amount for that, if you would pay us to do that, is $156,000 within the contract. I don't expect you to do this tonight, but it's something you need to, we need to get moving on. If you so desire and want to, we can, whatever is the wishes of you. I don't know, Scott, do you have anything you want to add?
Well, I could add to that what he's already saying is we've already done the steps, we've done the testing. We know you got two choices. You can either do, you can either modify your treatment chain or you can do it chemically. We don't have room to add on an oxidation or an oxic zone to make that happen treatment wise because the footprint's already locked out. But we certainly, in that way, it just puts us off to the chemical side, which we can do that. But we've already done some of that testing. We know what kind of figures we're looking at. That's why he's already got numbers for that. We've already done the jar testing, and we have numbers about what it's going to take to make that happen. So we've got that much done, but we stopped there because the rest of it's going to have to be done with the rest of the design work got to get done before we can move forward anymore. So that's where we're at right now.
And process removal is a new requirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And we tested both treatment trains. So,
you know, I mean, it's another one of those mandates that we're required to do that, you know, they just kind of, I mean, we knew it was coming down the pike. It just was a matter of time when I didn't stamp to our permit and they did this last cycle. We got 36 months to get it compliant.
Well, do you need to do anything with the centrifuge?
I hadn't looked at it.
Shouldn't have to. As far as I know, I've already talked to Anders about it. Shouldn't have to make any changes to it at all. Okay. To accommodate that extra.
We're going to feed it after it anyway.
Well, the feed's going to happen right in the SBRs and the finals. We're going to do our feeding at.
Yeah.
So that will come, but we'll feed that. But it's approximately, we're going to use a synthetic blend, and it's going to be about a 10% increase in our solids production.
They have a little more throughput, but.
Yeah. And we've got that capacity to do that. So shouldn't hiccup us on our solids management at all.
So what do you need?
I need your consideration for approval. authorizing us to do the design work.
Have a contract yet, or?
Yes, sir.
Well, he can't prepare. That was gonna be my thing, give us a contract to look at.
Never go to a meeting without a contract.
Are these three of the same thing?
Yeah, we need to read that first one.
Buzz right through that, yeah.
And if you want to wait till next week.
Study that, you'll understand it quicker.
Give us a chance to look at it.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yes, that'll be, right.
Then the last thing I wanted to report to you on is Business 50. We are working on it, as far as the preliminaries. Mayor, I'll be getting with you here probably in the next week or so. We'll need to schedule a public hearing for the PERs as part of this process with the SRF funding. As we know, I know you have bonds issued on that right now, but we're supposed to do everything in accordance with SRF.
Right.
So I'll be getting
for the eventual takeout.
We have met with VSW, being Midwestern Engineers, myself and my designer, along with Nick John and his designer. We met about 3 weeks ago at his office. And we're paralleling our plans because he's trying to do your roadway, and we want to make sure we're working in conjunction with him to where we don't want to come to you here in 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll probably be wanting to sit down, VS and Midwestern, with you and department heads and say, here's where we're at. Nick can tell you this is where we're at on the road, and then we can say this is where we're at on the utilities, because I've met with department heads, and some of the discussions I've had with Charlie and Scott, where line location is going to be changed a little bit, but there's a reason for it in places, because you have a retaining wall that VS is looking at, so we don't want water lines and things of that nature. So my point is, I just wanted to update you, we are moving forward on it. Hopefully with his plans, he's been feeding me what he has, we'll have our utility plans done by the end of September, maybe even a little bit earlier, or we can start talking about the bidding process and trying to keep out in front of him on the roads. So I just wanted to update you on that. Any questions?
The plan would be to, obviously, to bid out the utility work and two separate bids, and then obviously one for the surface work and the road construction. Will that be at the same time, or will that be later?
No, we'll bid the utility work
First.
And Nick or VS will be probably several months behind on the road, so they can final their design and do whatever they need to do. I'm thinking there's going to be about a 6 month. They'll give us 6 months to get the utilities moved on the west side, which ought to be doable.
Okay.
Then the road contractor can come in. But it takes a lot of coordination, and VS has been good to work with. Just like your combined sewer system and the storm drains, and who's taking care of the storm drains, and VS is as far as the roadway, but tying them into the sewer lines and things of that nature. The last thing he and I want is to be arguing before you say, well, why didn't you do this? So we are working well together, and sometimes that doesn't happen, so it is progressing.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank
you. Yes, Charlie.
A footnote to the Business 50. We do have the service lines from State Street to the roundabout on the south side of the highway already ran. So there's new lines there, so there shouldn't be any interference as far as the east side goes.
Good.
We finished that up last week.
Okay. And we're still waiting on a date and a commitment from E&B Paving, right?
Meeting with them tomorrow, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
We've had a challenge keep getting asphalt contractors to specify dates. So, but every town, city, and county has the same issues. Okay, thanks, Richard, for the update, Charlie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Okay, and the last item, or do you have any questions? I didn't ask any questions. Okay. Last item is a salary position change in the water and street departments. Would you, do we need a motion to read those, or do you just read them and then we'll act on? Yeah, just read them, please.
All right, first one is from Charlie Kane, Water Department, requesting following salary change. Justin Hughes as head operator, $19.43 per hour, to swing shift operator at the same rate of pay, effective September 7th of 2019. The second is a request from Brian Sturgescatter, MVH Garbage and Trash, requesting the following salary change. Sean B. Fowler as G&T Summer at $12 per hour, to G&T Laborer at $18.28 per hour, also effective September 7th of 2019.
Questions? I move we approve both of those.
Second that.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carried. And that's all I have. Do you either, you have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Jim?
I have nothing.
Beth? Anyone else have anything for the good of the order? Good. I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for being here. Okay, a lot of stuff tonight.
You and Brian and I are meeting.